Good afternoon. The cool front that brought the mild air yesterday, then the showers overnight last night, continues to track off the eastern seaboard. Winds have been rather gusty behind the front out of the northwest, at times over 20 to even 30 miles per hour. We had a return to sunshine for a while this morning, then some clouds backed in with some leftover moisture in the atmosphere. But for the most part, we'll have at least partly sunny skies through the afternoon today. And with that northwest breeze adding a chill to the air, we'll climb through the 50s to around 60 for afternoon highs. Overnight tonight, another weak disturbance will pass through the Great Lakes and into the region, with mostly cloudy skies and a few passing rain showers. Perhaps even a few snow showers across the higher terrain as temperatures drop back into the 30s. Tomorrow, we'll have some leftover clouds, maybe even a shower for the morning drive. Then skies will become partly sunny as high pressure builds in. And again, a little bit on the cooler side of average for the end of the week, with highs topping out in the upper 50s. High pressure at the surface will build in and dominate for the weekend and well into next week. This will leave us generally dry. However, in the mid-levels of the atmosphere, weak disturbances will pass through from time to time, and this will generate some cloud cover, which will blot out sunshine through the weekend here and there. But with enough sun on Saturday and Sunday, both days will see temperatures up into the middle 60s. Middle 60s will continue into the new work week on Monday with a mix of sun and clouds before we see some of those showers get wrung out on Tuesday and highs bumping up into the upper 60s. With a mix of sun and clouds behind that disturbance on Wednesday, we'll push highs up towards 70 degrees. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, runoff from last week's intense Midwest rainfall is still keeping several rivers in major flood stage, especially across Illinois, Missouri, Indiana, and Michigan. The larger rivers, such as the Mississippi and Illinois, will take longer to recede and will remain in major flood stage through this weekend. Numerous flood warnings remain in effect. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 96 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of zero at Pawhuska, Wyoming. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City increasing sunshine and breezy in the mid-60s, Boston increasing sun and breezy in the mid-60s, and in Buffalo a chance of showers, perhaps a thunderstorm, with highs in the mid-40s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 63 degrees, the average low, 41. The record high, 89, set in 2009, and the record low, 23, in 1965. Sunrise this morning was at 5:58 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:49 p.m. 13 hours and 51 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, including Glens Falls. Mostly sunny, breezy, and cooler today, with highs in the lower to mid-50s, even some 40s in the mountains. Mostly cloudy with a few rain and snow showers tonight, and lows in the lower to mid-30s, though back into the 20s across the higher terrain. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, including Springfield, Hartford, Kingston, Poughkeepsie, and White Plains, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, increasing sunshine, breezy, and cooler today with highs in the lower to mid-60s. Mostly cloudy with a passing shower tonight and lows in the mid to upper 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, including Oneonta, Utica, and Schoharie, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, including Johnstown and Gloversville, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy and cooler today with highs in the middle 50s. Mostly cloudy with a few rain and snow showers tonight and lows in the lower to mid 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, including Middletown and Great Barrington, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, including Torrington, increasing sunshine, breezy, and cooler today with highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Mostly cloudy with a passing shower tonight and lows in the lower to mid 30s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90, mostly sunny, breezy, and cooler today with highs around 60. Mostly cloudy with a few showers tonight and lows in the mid to upper 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, we'll have a morning shower, then partly sunny skies in the upper 50s. Mid-60s for the weekend, with a mix of sun and clouds, partly sunny in the mid-60s on Monday. For Tuesday, partly sunny with the chance of a shower in the upper 60s, and partly sunny Wednesday with highs around 70. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Cayano.